Want to have safe, kinky sex? Make sure you make your way over to AdamEve.com. Adam and Eve has over 12 million satisfied customers worldwide. Everything from the newest vibrators to classic movies. When you're on AdamEve.com, make sure to enter in the promo code HUSH50. That's H-U-S-H 50 to get 50% off almost any one item and free shipping. Do I need to say that again? Free shipping. Make sure you have your kinky, safe sex needs satisfied by visiting AdamEve.com.
Sex, dating, relationships, and all things kept on the hush. Welcome to Hush, the podcast that brings you the shit you love to hear. Let's slide into the episode. Good evening, good morning, good night, whatever time it is while you're tuning in, I just want to say thank you. My name is Kim, and I am the host of the Hush podcast. I'm here to bring you another Hush Hush episode. So, the first episode of the season, I know I unloaded quite a bit, and the main focus was why I was still single. So this time I want to talk about that Zen phase that I touched on. So in this Zen phase, I remained abstinent. I kind of felt like for my soul, in terms of people that I hurt, what I mean by that is side chick activities. I was doing a lot of that and I wasn't proud of myself for that, if I must be honest. There's that thrill, there's that taboo, of course, when it's happening. You got the upper hand. She may or may not have any idea that you're fucking her dude. But what good is that going to bring me in the long run? I'm not getting vacations, I'm not getting companionship, I'm not really getting anything out of this except the sex. So I began to realize to me that sex is like an energy exchange. But not just that alone, my conversations that I share with people, if I let you into my mentality, it's an energy exchange to me. And I need to have that same type of energy given back to me. So I learned how to cut off a lot of people because of that. In the Zen phase, I realize access and availability is what keeps people tied to you. If you limit your access and your availability to someone, then it makes it harder for them to connect with you. Access and availability, that's what makes a great friends with benefits. This whole fuck buddy situation, this whole hookup culture, access and availability, those are like your keys. So in the Zen phase, I had to learn how to limit that. And it's not that I had to learn, it's that I chose to learn how to do that. Now, I know, there's a lot of these sayings about not being able to turn a hoe into a housewife. I'm not aiming for a housewife unless somebody finds that they want to take me serious and we move on to a relationship. But I do feel like I had to repent on certain things that I was doing that were harmful to others. Whether they know about it or not, I knew about it. So it was all fun and games until it wasn't for me. And I had to cut that off. I just didn't see it being beneficial to my growth as a person. And honestly, the biggest question was, how do I find my happiness built on somebody else's demise? I really had to bring it back to basics and remember all the negative shit that I went through when I was going through my divorce, how humiliated I was, that I had no idea, just a complete blindsided effect. And questioning myself, my self-worth, my confidence, what did this other woman have that I didn't have? Why could I never make him happy? And those negative feelings, man, those negative feelings will really tear you down. So I had to come to a point where just recently in the Zen phase, I really had to stop doing a lot of my own toxic shit. I had to take my own advice that I've given other people. And I think that's the funny part to life, right? We can unload this advice, but sometimes we don't always take it. And I was at this point where I wanted to take it because it was time. It was time to limit my availability, my access, to make the cutoffs necessary for me to progress. And this Zen included abstinence. It included not really talking to as many people. I just had to go into a state of isolation for self-elevation. And sometimes I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I know that we're in a society saturated with sex and social media. In fact, that's what the constructs of our society say we should live by, is whatever we see on social media. And to break apart from that for a while, yeah, okay, posting memes here and there, occasional videos, things like that, but to actually break apart and not give people access to me as I was doing before, it was really empowering to me. I just learned how to focus on what I wanted to do next, you know? I talk to myself. I talk to myself once in a while. Maybe that makes me crazy. But I'll be like, okay, Kim, what's the move? What's the next move? What do we got on the list? And then boom, I just start writing stuff in the notepad, in my phone, about what goals I want to hit next for myself. Whether it's something to do with the gym, whether it's how I want to outline the season for this podcast, whether it's interviews that I want to get scheduled. I'm all for whatever I got to do to organize my life and keep moving forward. I'm really fucking big about that. I really am. I just don't see how I can be stagnant. Once my life reaches a point where I'm stagnant, I get restless as fuck. Like, I need to do something. I need to make some moves for myself. I can't just plateau right here. I gotta keep going. And maybe that's selfish of me because, you know, being a mother as well, you have these obligations to your children. And that's true. My kids are taken care of. I don't need anybody to help me finance them. I don't need anybody to help me provide them with support. Unless they want to step into the picture and do that. But what I'm saying is that I make sure that my T's are crossed, my I's are dotted when it comes to my kids, my parents, my family's well-being, my own well-being, people that I care about. I am always trying to make sure and check in that you're at a good level, you're at a good space. And I had to do that with myself. I really had to make this Zen like a self-care thing for myself. Because I feel like a big part of me is always looking out for those that I love. And not realizing that I have to take time to focus on myself. So I did do that. I did take a lot of time in this Zen phase. Now I admit, I broke the Zen phase twice for two people. On two different occasions where I felt like maybe this could be a little something deeper that I'm looking for. And it didn't work out, but that's the part of life, is it not? You have to take your risk. You should make sure I feel that your risks are more calculated, but you take a risk with anything, whether it's a relationship, a new job opportunity, moving to a new city, even having kids, you take your risk. And so that's what I've done. I broke the Zen twice to take some risk. Still weighing that out with my choices. But still, I feel like the Zen part of me was just realizing the energy that I wanted to exert into other people's lives. And minimizing it if I had to. And growing from that, it was a lot of empowerment. a lot of empowerment, a lot of reflection. People that still wanted to talk to me, even as friends. That was really cool, you know? We may have fucked in the past, but if you were respecting the phase that I was in my life, you were definitely appreciated. That's the most gratitude that I can get for me trying to figure out where does Kim want to go from here. So, yeah, after the last season, I took a break to go into that Zen phase, and I felt like I had to cleanse myself. I had to pray. I felt like I had to pray, but that's me and my spirituality. Again, I'm not here to impose beliefs on anybody. I'm just saying what I went through, and these hush-hush episodes are just my opinions. So, I went through praying. I went through what felt like a fast, I guess. See, the thing is, if we give complete control to our vices, and we all have vices, if we give that vice complete control, then there's that progress thing that I'm always talking about. You've limited your self-progress now, because this vice is what has a grip on you. So for me, dick was a vice. I'm not even gonna front. Sex is such a vice for me. And it was beginning to the point that I was kind of like clouding my focus a little bit. Like, what am I really doing for myself besides sucking this dick or riding this guy? Like, yes, it feels good for the moment. I've never fronted on that. I never claimed to be a saint, never claimed to be an angel. But I was also not really empowering myself by fucking somebody that was taken, you know? Like, what good am I doing in this situation? So I had to scale it back and really just go through the Zen phase and fill it out for what it was. I think I'm still there, though I have been seeing somebody consistently, but still iffy about a lot of things on how that will go. But I think that's natural, right? Broke the Zen sexually, but mentally and emotionally, I'm still where I wanted to try to begin pushing myself in the direction to be. So I'm back here again doing this podcast with a new sense of direction for myself. And just because I went through that Zen didn't mean I wasn't craving sex. It was just me wanting to exert the sexual energy, even conversations to get to know somebody to get to the sexual level. It was just me managing that energy. It was all energy management. Because the wrong relations and relationships will really drain you. So I learned a lot through my Zen phase, and I'm probably still in it when I think about it. I think I'm still there. But I'm still more than ever willing to talk about sex, dating, relationships with you. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hush. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for another special edition of Hush. You can find us on thehushpodcast.com, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Podbean, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Dragons Radio, any Alexa-enabled devices, and all other major platforms. Also, make sure to visit me on Instagram and Twitter at HushPodcast69.